You say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off.
Ah, such a fuss about a few little words. You and I know how to speak proper, don't we? But oh, the mistakes other people make. It's enough to induce laughter.
You say laughter, and I say laughter. You say after, and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off.
The trouble is, there are so many ways for them to get it wrong. Not that you or I ever would we now? I mean, try this short test. Which is the version that you would automatically use, and are you sure it's right? Would you say distribute or distribute? Do you use that often or often? Do you have a garage or a garage? And spread margarine on your scone or margarine on your scone? Or vice versa, vice versa, vicky verky. Is it almond or almond? It is anchovy, though, isn't it? Isn't it? I mean, surely only Delia Smith says anchovy. Analogous or analogous? You must be the judge. Talking of judges, would you prefer magistrate or magistrate? With all these decisions, do you feel I'm harassing you or harassing you? Evolution or evolution? Longitude or longitude? Are you already bored with this questionnaire, or is it questionnaire? Seriously now, don't you think this preoccupation with how we say words is lamentable or lamentable? Perhaps it depends where you are. But are you likely to be in Newcastle or Newcastle? One of them is wrong to the people of Penrith, or is that Penrith? Oh, it's also ideological to some. Ideological to others, of course. And that's just pronunciation briefly touched upon. What about grammar? Can you ever accept that the boy done good? Was us ever robbed? Are yous always going to be pedantic about these matters? Or can you and me agree to differ? If you expect this programme will settle once and for all which is the correct spoken usage by, you might say, a definitive pronouncement of some kind, then you are going to be disappointed. People dispute even how to pronounce pronunciation. There is, apparently, a society devoted to our eternal confusion.
Good evening. I am the president of the Loyal Society for the Relief of Sufferers from Pismenunciation. For people who cannot say their worms correctly. Or who use the wrong worms entirely, so that other people cannot underhand the bird they are spraying. It's just that you open your mouth, and the worms come turbling out in wakasay that you dick knock what you're thugging a bit.
Ronnie Barker, of course. Although, not strictly mispronunciations at all, more a series of homonymic, sometimes spooneristic malapropisms. But already, so much to disagree about. And we haven't even mentioned accents yet.